Those spikes came down from the ceiling so quickly. I'm just grazed, not impaled. It missed my heart. I'm fine. I'm gonna be fine. By all the gods, who would trap a mausoleum? This is sacrilege. Oh, someone hiding a treasure. That's a good suggestion. But upon further consideration and the nature of the trap, I think it was a necromancer who hated vampires. There are quite a few of those. I acted like a moth to a flame with that mirror. Oh. No, no. If I feed from you and spill human blood, there could be more trouble. I wouldn't want to announce to this cursed place what I am. I can barely admit it to myself. Oh, your jacket is a pillow. Thank you. You're so kind. No, really, you are. I love that about you. I've noticed all the little courtesies you extend to others around you. It shows the respect you have for yourself as well. You make people feel comfortable, and that drew me to you. Yes, drew me to you like I was drawn to that stupid mirror. Oh, I feel lightheaded. This is marvelous. I only get this sensation after you've had some wine. Ah, yes. Thank you for stemming the bleeding. Very smart. Blood is so precious, the most valuable thing any of us possess. Because without it, you're nothing. Yes, that was a good line, wasn't it? Pity I don't write vampires, but I would give myself away. Do you know how many pen names I've had over the years? Ten. I've had 10. I take no chances. Oh yes, I'm very serious about it. If I'm going to feed off of humans, the least I can do is contribute to their society somehow. I like to think my books make people happy. I don't know if it makes up for what I've done, but... Yes, really. 10. I was Penelope Rotwurst for a while. I liked that one. And how many muses have I had, you ask? How many darling humans have I paid to inspire me and help me describe a world I recognize less and less each day? To help me parch my thirst? Oh, of course things are becoming foreign to me. The nature of the world is change. That's why I need you so badly. How many muses? How many muses? You ask me that here, while I'm bleeding on a dungeon floor? While we're trapped? not being avoidant. And that cough was genuine. Fine. Fine. Very well. One muse. You've been the only one. The only one I've ever needed. I just didn't want to sound creepy. I didn't want to scare you when we met. I know I'm a predator to your kind. I know how dissimilar we are. I'm reminded every day when I see you thriving in your humanity. Oh, of course there's more. There's so much more. You have no idea. Please. Please, I'm in pain. I just... Please, I need to close my eyes. For a moment. I'm sorry. Ah, you shook me awake? What? Put the knife down. Don't cut yourself, darling. Here, no, you're right. We should take the risk. I'm no use to anyone in this state. Here, show me your neck and give me a hug. I won't drink too deeply. You need your strength, too. Oh, thank you. Delicious. Oh, thank you for wiping my mouth. Oh, I was so scared I was going to leave you, trapped and alone in the dark. You were right. I should have fed. Yes. Yes, you really are the only muse I have ever kept. And my affection for you is vast and completely unaddressed. It's about time I told you. Listen, the characters in my books, I based them off of us. The gods will judge me for my longing, but I wanted to make a world where someone like you could love a monster like me. I wanted to see us together in a place free from pain, where I was human too. Thank you for wiping my tear. I haven't shed one of those in centuries. You could sell it to a witch for a small fortune, you know? It's fine. It needed to be said. You deserve to know of my quiet obsession over you. It's okay. I'm very lucky to have something that makes me so sad. No, not all the time. You make me feel alive, my darling. It has been my greatest joy, seeing the world again through your eyes. No. You're very kind, but I am an abomination. A walking corpse. An accident that is hunted. The necromancer who laid this trap was right. All power comes with a cost, and we pay so dearly for what we are. Of course, I respect your disagreement. But it's true. I've lost and forgotten more than you could imagine. I lose a little piece of myself each night when I get into my coffin. And the human parts of me that remain are sick with desire. Yes, desire for you, desire for the humanity you represent. For sunshine and the taste of black tea in the morning. I am wretched with want. Oh. You disagree with everything I just said. Oh, I couldn't be more wrong. Such a human thing to say. Such passion and hope. You silly, lovable thing. And by the gods, you kissed me. You kissed me. Come on. Come on, help me up. Yeah, to hell with dying. I will continue living. Okay. The spikes are blocking our path back. But what happens when you touch the mirror? You're human, and you're charming. Maybe that will help. Okay. Your hand is in the reflection, but you can feel your hand rather than glass. Like you're touching it. The flesh and the warmth, it's all there. Interesting. If you tried to pass through, you would be blocked by your reflection. Ugh, this necromancer had too much time on their hands. Oh yeah, I'm gonna take the entire trap and whatever the solution is, and I'll put it in my next novel. I'll sell hundreds of copies. What is the solution? I have no idea. What would you do? We're dealing with yourself, after all. You're bowing to your reflection. How typical. Very polite. Yes! I saw it. Your reflection. It moved out of the way so you can pass. Oh, quickly. Yes, I'll lean on you. Let's hobble through together. Thank you for supporting me. I'm feeling better with each step. Though, if you offered me another kiss, I would heal sooner, maybe? I am not transparent. Come, we need to find the exit. You dilly-dally too much. I cannot spare another second in this place. Thank you. This is why I write about the adventures. Having them is another thing entirely. Oh, there! I smell fresh air. Come on, I see another hallway, but there's no mirrors. Are I don't mean to taint a good thing. Are you really unbothered by what I am? Forgive me. I have thought about this every day since the first time I laid eyes on you. No, really. I just assumed you were friendly towards me because I paid you so well. I never thought you'd have feelings for a vampire. Most of the humans that do really misjudge us. Yes, because other humans write about vampires and get us all wrong. I mean, I'm a desperate romantic, clearly, but we're not all like that. Trust me. You always know just what to say, my darling. Oh, you want a cut of the book royalties? Because you're one of the characters? Absolutely not. If I cut in everyone after stealing some part of them to write about, I would have nothing. Oh yes, I tried not to make your likeness too obvious. I didn't want to tip my hand. But those little mannerisms of yours were always present in the text. The way you stare off into space when we're in the carriage. Or how you take your tea. How you hold your tea. My character as well. A better version of myself, I think. I'm quite the hack, actually. But they say write what you know, and if nothing else, I know myself. And you do too. Yes, yes. The grand accumulation of their romance in book 3 was how I wished it was with you. Wish fulfillment, clearly. Yes, you're very clever. Wait. I see something up ahead. A treasure chest. You think we should open it? Are you sure it could be another trap? All right. You know I can't deny you, but open it carefully. Ah, you look disappointed. Allow me to describe what you have. A fine brooch and a well-made dagger. No, my poor darling. The treasures of the distant past are not the treasures of today. That doesn't mean they're any less special. These items were very precious in their time. There are stairs leading up. Come, I will buy you whatever treasure you wish, and then you can decide what will be in the chest when I write the story. Am I disappointed? Of course not. I received the greatest treasure of all. The thing I have been dreaming of for years now. A kiss from you. Can you hear the sounds of the night? Good. We start the first step. And another. Oh, you're starting to see again. Good. We're getting closer, and there we are. Sorry, I got in the habit of describing things for you. And the moon is still shining down on us. Let's go back to the carriage. We need to clean up, and I have a story to write. I think I'll dedicate the next book to you. Would you like that? Come, my love. What are you looking at? Something caught your eye on the mausoleum wall? The adventure is over. I am weary. Stop fiddling with those loose stones. You will be the end of me. How do you think this started? Oh, a hidden compartment in the wall. Why here? Why at the very end? A reward to the people that escaped. I wonder if that first treasure was a decoy. That's a good theory. What's in there? Come on. Reach in. I'm so curious now. I'm sorry I chastised you. Books? Blank books? Oh! I haven't seen these in a century. They're lovers' journals. Oh, how special. What is written in one will appear in the other. We could trade letters whenever we're apart. Oh yes, they're marvelous. There's all kinds of enchantments you can put on them. Words that will only appear in the moonlight, or ink that is scented like fruits and perfume. What a wonderful treasure. Oh, the filthy things I will write to you from my coffin. You look delicious when you blush. Now, may we go? I want us to enjoy each other before the sun rises. We can stop by that town you wanted to. I can't wait to rub our romance in that smug tailor's face. Thank you, my darling. This has been the greatest romance, the greatest night of my life. I hope I can make you as happy as you've made me. I'll spend the rest of your life endeavoring to do so.